The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very technical and specific and not boring. We are going to talk about how to open an exit-only portal. Well, why the heck are we talking about that? Well, because a lot of you have been asking me through emails and messages, because it seems like there's a lot of weird stuff going on lately, y'all. And I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of it. Been doing a lot of visiting of people's houses and my own travel. And everywhere I go, there's a lot of spooky stuff going on. Lots of paranormal junk. And I like it. I think it's really fun, but I know it's not everybody's thing to wake up and see something at the foot of your bed. I get that. There's just a lot of stuff going on in the world, and we're all evolving. We're all waking up, and the combination of all of this stuff going on seems to be waking a lot of things up. There's a lot of disturbances of land. Around my house, there's a lot of construction, and that in itself is waking up a lot of spirit. And a lot of destruction in other parts of the world. You probably know what I'm talking about. That's hurting a lot of people. There's a lot of spirit walking around confused and sad, and it's just lots going on. From the brighter side of things, so many of you are waking up to your spiritual potential. It's so beautiful to see. I'm just amazed by you. So amazed and so happy for you. So you're also propelling this amount of spiritual stuff going on. And I want you to embrace it. I don't want you to be afraid of it. You're going to feel more, see more, sense more around you because you match the paranormal. You match the spiritual more than you ever did before. Embrace it truly. Talk to your angels about your boundaries. If you feel spooked, say to your angels, "Ooh, enough of that. I don't want to see that again." Remember, you're in charge of this. Your angels are going to follow your lead. That's their job. They know you very well. So they know when you're uncomfortable, but they're not in charge of you. They cannot get in the way of your growth. And part of your growth is knowing what your limits are, what your boundaries are. So if you are seeing something or experiencing something that's too dark for you or makes you feel uncomfortable, scares you, you've got to say to your angels, "That's enough of that. I need to experience this in a different way, or I don't want to experience this." In regards to a lot of paranormal spiritual things happening, let's say in our homes, there are times that it's appropriate to cross people over. And that really is part of our mission as spiritual people. How do we cross people over? Well, we simply go into meditation or prayer and we speak to our angels and we say, "Can you help me cross this person over?" And then out loud, we say, "If anyone is here with me that needs to cross over, please go with my angels and walk into the light. Your job is done." And then you kind of wait to see if the activity stops. I always recommend doing that process a few times because it's a big decision for a spirit to make. And sometimes they need to think about it. Sometimes they need to really hear you say, "It's okay, you can go. No matter what you did, you can cross over. Your family's waiting for you." Because there's lots of reasons why people get stuck here or they choose to stay here. Maybe they did something very bad and they're afraid of what's waiting for them. And maybe they need to hear you say, "It's okay, it's time to go. It's going to be better for you there. You don't have to be here anymore." Even when you go through that process, sometimes spirit will still be here. And to be completely honest with you, sometimes that spirit's not human. It would be silly for us to say that the only spirit around us is human. This is a big blue ball that we live on. And there's more than this big blue ball. There are lots of dimensions. It's a big, big, big infinite place. And there's more than just us here. And there are portals all around us. And there are other beings that come through. And sometimes these beings come through on purpose. Sometimes they get here and they get stuck. And you know what? That sounds very theatrical, doesn't it? And there are movies about, you know, other beings coming through and wreaking havoc. In my experience, there's lots of beings that come through that are very loving and they have great healing abilities and they are here to help us or help us. They're here to help our evolution. And I love them. They're great. And then there are some beings, stay with me now. There are some beings that were here long ago and we don't see them as much anymore. And so now they live in literature and movies. You know, I'm talking about fairies and things like that, leprechauns. At some point, they were seen in parts of the world, and now they are more folklore. Well, sometimes we have beings come through that have ill intentions, and we might even call them demons or dark entities, even shadow figures. And we don't want those around because they do not have good intentions at all. They're here to make us sick, even mess with our bank accounts, prey on people. And chances are good that you've been around one and you didn't know. And often as children, we're prey to darker entities and we don't know the difference because we don't know what it's like to know any different if we've only lived in one house, or we go to our grandparents' house and it feels dark, or a friend's house. We just go under the covers and wait till morning. We just get through it. But as adults, as spiritual adults, we have the chance to say, no, I don't like that. I'm going to do something about that. Or I don't want my grandson to go through that. I don't want my daughter to go through that. I'm going to learn how to do better. And that's what this episode is really about. It's how to get rid of those entities that can't be crossed over, or they won't be crossed over, and they can't be in our house. As people, we have birthright. We have birthright of boundaries and love. And we have boundaries with human people, and we have boundaries with spirit people. Our space is our space. And you wouldn't let people from the street stand in your living room and watch you cook dinner. So why would you let spirit stand in your living room and watch you cook dinner, right? So we have to tell spirit to get out when it's not appropriate. So portals, exit only portals, allow us to get rid of nosy, stinky, spiritual boogerlets that shouldn't be here. And this is how it works. So portals. Portals are doorways, as you probably well know, right? Portals are doorways that go both ways for spirit to come through. You likely have a portal in your house because they're very common. Don't get freaked out about that. To close a portal, go to, I think it's episode 15. It has portals in the title. Listen to that to brush up on what portals are and how to close them. Today, we're doing something very specific. It's just an exit only portal. Then we're going to close it. You want to get your pendulum out for this episode. So if you've got one handy, go grab it now. Hit pause, go grab it. You can also use a pendant, a necklace, or a set of keys on a chain or a string or a rope or something. It just needs to be balanced when you hold it. So you might want to hit pause and go get that. Okay, moving on. Let's do a little bit of pretending here. Hold your pendulum in the way that you like to hold it. I like to hold mine between my pointer finger and my thumb. And I've got one hand across my belly, one arm across my belly, and then my elbows resting on that arm. And then I'm just lightly holding the chain between my pointer finger and my thumb. And I'm holding it lightly because if I squeeze the chain too much, then I am interacting with my pendulum too much and I might affect the answer or affect the way it moves. So it's very, very light. And right now, if I was doing a yes and no questions with my pendulum, I would start by saying, show me a yes, and then show me a no. But I'm not using my pendulum for yes, no answers today. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to let my pendulum feel the energy. My angels want me to go back to my statement about you probably have a pendulum or a portal around you. Why would you have portals around you? Because you're intuitive. So we open up portals just by being who we are. And because all of the land that we live on is super old, so there's portals everywhere. So you might want to close a portal in your house, portals in your house about every month or so. And I'd like to just explain what my pendulum is doing right now. It's moving in a healthy circle. It's probably about, it's going real fast now. So I must have quite the portal open. Ooh, it could fly out of my fingers any moment. So since I have a pretty big portal open, I'm just going to go ahead and close that right now. So if you also have a really big portal open right now, let's close it together. So my pendulum's going to the right, portal's open. I'm just going to say, I close this portal forever. I close this portal forever. I close this portal forever. And I like to say in the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever, but that's up to you. And whatever your belief system is, in the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever. And I'm watching my pendulum slow down as I say that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever. And it's starting to slow down and it's coming to a stop. And because I said forever, this particular portal will never open up again, but I know another one will because that's kind of the nature of my life. Oh, and it does feel calmer in here. All right, now back to business. I'm going to open up an exit-only portal because I am going to send through any entities that are stuck here. But first, I'm going to surround myself in the goodness and safety of God's white light. And I surround you, friend, in the goodness and safety of God's white light. As you always are, but let's just make note of it. I want you to feel that love and warmth. You deserve it so much. And let's call in your guardian angels and your spirit guides and your family members and your beautiful animal spirits and anyone else you want to call in. We're going to call in Archangel Michael for protection, Archangel Metatron to take care of any non-human entities. We'll call in Archangel Uriel to take care of any humans that need to go through the portal. And now using our pendulum, we're going to create the portal by moving the pendulum to the right in a circle. So go ahead and make your pendulum move in a circle to the right. It can be as big or as little as you want. You are now creating the portal. Open it up. Just for as long as it feels right. And you can imagine what it looks like. Is it a little tornado? Are you opening a door? Does it look like a well? What does your portal look like? Is it a color? And it'll probably take on its own momentum when it actually opens. You might be able to hear mine clicking against my nails. Got long nails on today. Clicky, clicky, click. And then once it picks up that momentum, just stop. It'll stay open on its own. Give you just a second there. And then this next part doesn't take any, you know, specific ritual or words. You just speak to the angels. You just say, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Uriel, would you please move anyone or anything that is stuck here through the portal that shouldn't, anything that shouldn't be here, please take them through the portal now. And then you kind of want to step back out of the way, if you know what I mean, just step back a little bit. And then they'll do their work. And I like to close my eyes at this time because you might get a little vision of what's going on. You might feel like you're even kind of imagining it, but you know you're not, right? You're seeing it, little bits and pieces. You might feel a little motion go by you. Oh, I just felt something. Something just went through. Kind of made my tummy hurt for a second. Ooh, don't like that. Huh. So they're moving and a shaking. There they go. I did have an oogie boogie in my house. I didn't know it. Okay. Okay. There they go. Just giving them a little quiet while they do that. All right. Quick and easy. Quicker than fast food. All right. Now, after they're done, you might know they're done just because it feels a little peaceful, or you might just know. I mean, you are so spiritual. You might just get a knowing, right? They're done. And then just like we did a second ago, oh gosh, isn't that so funny? When I do these types of clearings, my chain always comes off my pendulum as if she says, I'm done. I need a break. Come on, Phyllis, just one more minute. I got to close it up. Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay, I got her put back together. Swear she's going to call the union on me. I'll have to give her a little break. I told you, her pendulums have a personality. She's telling me she needs a break. All right, so here we go. We're going to close that exit only portal, just like we did a little earlier when I found out that I had a big portal open. So this is one of those times that you can make your pendulum go a direction on your by yourself without it going on its own. So we're going to move this pendulum to the left in a circle. So here we go. Move it to the left in a circle. And we're going to say, I close this portal forever. I close this portal forever. And it might pick up its own momentum. I close this portal forever. You may also say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I close this portal forever. I close this portal forever. And then you just let it take its time and slow down. I close this portal forever. I close this portal forever. Close this portal forever. Close this portal. Close this portal forever. And then end with, and so it is. Or it is done. Very good. Very good. And how about a message from the angels for the week ahead, knowing that whenever you listen to this, whether it's today or in a week or 5 years or 10 years, this message will resonate because the angels know how to do that. And this message is for me and you and everybody listening because they know how to do that too. And this card I pulled is the Guardian Angel card. And as I channel the message about this card, the angels say, be not afraid. We go before you. So as you grow spiritually and as the road seems dark, go boldly because we go before you and we will light the way. You have nothing to be afraid of. You're growing fast and we know that. Your hard work is paying off and we are positive that your season ahead will be blessed. Open your arms for the abundance that's coming your way. And trust that you'll never go back to the way it was. We promise that we hear what you say, and we're taking into account that you are tired and you need to rest. Things haven't stopped for you. Things have slowed down because sometimes they need to slow down. But no, things are progressing. We are holding you up. We're holding you together sometimes. But you're getting through. Trust us. Surrender to us more. We can help you more if you ask us. You are ours, and we will take care of you. You are never alone. We are at your right and your left, and your Creator is in your heart. You are never alone. Well, that's a good note to end on. Please let me share with you that you are so beloved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Suzanne Giesman, and if you've ever wondered about life after death or if it's possible to connect with a higher consciousness, I invite you to join me for my podcast, Messages of Hope. It's my mission to share with you that our loved ones who have passed are always with us, and we are so very loved. I want to teach you how to live a consciously connected and divinely guided life. Listen here on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.